AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is accusing Russia of trying to humiliate the United Nations. While UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was in Kyiv yesterday, Russian forces staged attacks in the capital city. Guterres had been in Ukraine to look at war damage and push for help for Ukraine.
Whatever we can provide pays in comparison to the needs. And I'm here to pledge that we will boost our efforts across the board, coordinating with the Ukrainian government every step of the way.
Relatives say a 22-year-old former U.S. Marine has been killed alongside Ukrainian forces in the war with Russia in what's the first known death of an American citizen fighting in Ukraine. His mother says Willie Joseph Cancel was killed Monday while working for a military contracting company sent to Ukraine. John Kirby at the Pentagon was asked if the Defense Department has any contractors in Ukraine.
Not that I'm aware of.
The first case of a human testing positive for the bird flu in the U.S. has been confirmed by the government. And a Colorado State prison inmate on pre-release employment assignment helping to remove chickens from an infected farm. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the coronavirus pandemic has reached a new phase, but Fauci says the acute phase of the pandemic is over.
That does not mean that the pandemic is over. By no means is it over.
Speaking to the National Press Club, Fauci says,
it's very difficult to really get a strong classical herd immunity when you have immunity that wanes and a virus that in fact does not stay stable. And you have an anti-vax movement which prevents many of the people from getting vaccinated.
Fauci says the wearing of the masks right now in indoor cases, you need to take a look at what your risk and the risk you're willing to take. This is AP News. The chair of the G20 summit says Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky both plan to be at the summit.
Indonesian president and current chair of the G20, Joko Widodo, says he spoke to both leaders on the phone about attending the summit held in Bali this November. During a televised statement, he said he reiterated the importance of ending the war through negotiations and peaceful efforts. Widodo said he rejected Zelensky's request for arms as it goes against Indonesian foreign policy, but vows to send humanitarian aid. This comes as Russian offensive picks up momentum in eastern Ukraine, and Zelensky condemns Russia's attack on Kyiv during UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres' visit. I'm Naomi Shannon.
A baby tree kangaroo that's just poking its nose out of its mother's pouch is the first of its species born at the Bronx Zoo since 2008. The Machi's tree kangaroo is native to Papua New Guinea and is listed as endangered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.